Lunch Out with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. And we are live at the United Center for a live broadcast. The Hawks pace the Penguins.
Yeah, they do.
Let's hope they pace them.
Ahead of them.
Tonight.
Hopefully.
And it's all brought to us by the Village of Bedford Park. Make Bedford Park the new home for your business, and sponsored by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO.
You know, the clankety-clank cart hasn't come by yet. You know, the one with the wonky wheel and all the metal plates on it that we usually hear by now. We've heard it usually by... Oh, you heard one earlier. I guess our producer was telling me.
Yes,
there was one earlier.
There's one that came by earlier, but not since we've been
not
on
the
air.
The one, though.
We are inviting anybody who's got the kegs full of beer that where the one wheel locks up and all the... And then the cart...
And all the metal
stops.
Yeah, plates and pots and pans start jangling together.
Right, and then the kegs come tumbling off the cart and then roll toward us.
And then pop open and shoot like a missile across the United Center near us to the Goose Island pub here.
We look forward to that.
You just can't believe. Once you get here and it's all filled with people and everything's going, you're like, wow, this is a well-oiled machine. But getting there, you know, it's
no
like
idea.
Before
the preparation.
The show starts.
It's head on a swivel. Head on a swivel at all times.
Yep, it's a lot of fun around here when they're getting set up, I'll tell you that. All right, Mike Flannery is our dear friend from the Fox 32. He's the political editor. He's the dean of Chicago television political editors.
He is.
And I would like to say this, that now it appears, Mr. Flannery, that yesterday when the president sat down with television news anchors for a lunch before the speech last night, he did tell them that he was open to a pathway for legal status, not citizenship, but legal status potentially for immigrants here, and that the time is right. That's a direct quote. The time is right for a comprehensive immigration law. Now it appears that there are some who are saying that was a misdirection. A senior White House, CNN is quoting a senior White House person, I think what they said, senior White House staffer, told them that was an intentional misdirection. What do you make of this?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether it was a misdirection or or what it was. But, I'm not sure sometimes that the president is quite sure of where he's going when he says some of these things. He's not a guy who has thought a lot of deep thoughts about running the government and carrying out the details. The speech, I loved the speech in terms of its tone and in terms of the way he delivered it. You know, I thought it was much better than the inaugural address that was so dark and was, you know, marked by some of the sentence fragments that we're used to when he kind of speaks off the cuff. It seemed at the inauguration that he was doing a lot more of the ad-libbing than he did last night. But so, what did he really mean when he talked to those guys? I wasn't there. There wasn't a video camera, so I'm not sure. But I do know this, Rowan, Anna. If he wants to do a thoroughgoing immigration reform measure, he's in a much better position to do it than Barack Obama or George W. Bush or Bill Clinton. You know, Ronald Reagan was the last president to do an immigration reform deal, and Republicans feel that they got double crossed by the Democrats. That a lot of immigrants were legalized and indeed became citizens, but the border security part was in their minds was never lived up to. But Trump's the kind of guy, in the way that Richard Nixon could go to China, could go to communist China and open diplomatic relations, Trump's the kind of guy who might be able to pull it off.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, last night was a very impressive moment, I think. And obviously, when you see how the markets are reacting, and the markets were reacting not just to the tone. As a matter of fact, quite honestly, I think the markets have been tone deaf, so I'm not sure they were ever reacting to the tone.
Dow closes all-time high, 21,000. Just think about that, 21,000.
Right, I got to dust off my old copy of Dow 30,000. Yeah, I'm I mean, you know.
Right. I mean, you know, it starts seeming like a not that all just too distant future. You had the former GE chair, Jack Welch, doing the rounds with all the media, the national media, saying, look, finally we have a business president. This is exactly what big business has been waiting for, to create jobs. And the markets seem to be responding to that, too.
Well, it is worth pointing out that Steve Mnuchin, you know, one of his key cabinet people, Steve Mnuchin, was on with my colleague Neil Cavuto on Fox Business this morning. The market really went berserk right after Mnuchin told Cavuto that the tax cut, this huge, gigantic, very great tax cut the president talked about, was going to be in place by August. At that point, the markets went stratospheric. So, you know, yeah, there was more to it than just the speech last night.
Right. Well,
there's a lot, yeah, building this momentum. But it's another jump after his speech, right? And then you saw the people responding to it. 60% said that they really had a very positive view of the president's speech. Only 9% had a very bad. It seemed to be received very well, even among Democrats.
About 4 out of 5 people that were in that initial CNN poll last night, mm-hmm. which is, you know, a fake poll, 4 out of 5 said that they were favorable on some level mm-hmm. of the speech. So that's a big night. That was a very big night for the president. Very well done. I am a little... I have just a bit of consternation. I'm starting to get that pain in my lower right abdomen again. About what's happened here, though, because I just, you know, my eye's starting to blink and my foot's twitching because I kind of.
Are you sure that's related?
Well, no, but I do think it's that you know, if
you've been
was
checking, Anna, can you check and see what's in the cup he's been sipping from there?
yeah, don't worry about that.
This is a good question. I will sure to investigate that.
Trust me, if I go to the other stuff, it'll be much better. But here's my concern is that if he was intentionally misdirecting or the senior staff was misdirecting using the president's name to quote that he was going to be open to a liberalization of those rules in order to soften up the press for last night. Mm-hmm. Then and it, what's interesting though is he has members of Congress reacting to him today. Now you have the two senators from Arizona, talking about immigration reform because Arizona is one of the most affected states by all of this. So you have Jeff Flake and you've got John McCain. And they both talked about the need for this. Both of these guys are in favor of some sort of comprehensive way, a guest worker program is essentially what it would be. Mm-hmm. And that's what they would like to do because, A, you do have, in the farming industry especially, you do have a labor crisis potentially if you send back everybody who's not documented who's here illegally. And people
are
going to send them back. But
we're going to end up paying $1 per blueberry or strawberry. Right. Yeah. It's going to be $5 per strawberry.
So 1 in 3 California farm workers expect they believe to be undocumented or illegal immigrants.
Right. So, and, you know,
the other thing, if I could just go back a few seconds to what you were saying, I think you were quoting somebody in the White House, a senior advisor or something, right, to the president, saying that it was a misdirection, that he didn't really mean it. You know, I don't think anybody speaks for Donald Trump except Donald Trump, ultimately. And yeah, I know there's a lot of jockeying in the White House. There's a lot of people who claim they float things out there. I think this president, more than any president we've had in our lifetimes, is really sui generis. I mean, he's a unique blend. He's not really ideological. He wants to do deals, and I think we may see some real surprises from the Trump presidency.
Well, you had
I think we already
have. Right. I think after 41 days, yeah, we've seen a few surprises. I think two things that one would be
unexpected.
Yeah. But this is interesting because Sarah Murray from CNN mm-hmm. complained that he had this meeting with the anchors. He talked about a path to legal status. Basically, they fed the press things that they thought these anchors would like, that they thought would give them positive press coverage for the next few hours. A senior administration official admitted that it was a misdirection play, she reports. And then John King, who's a, you know, their senior political reporter, says, it does make you wonder, so we're not supposed to believe what the senior most official at the lunch says, who then they allowed it to be the president's name says, so that you could quote the president on this, mm-hmm. is what they told the reporters, that there was going to be a new way of looking at immigration.
And
here.
That it would be introduced in that address to the nation in Congress, that it would be included.
Well, I don't know that they ever said that. I don't think they ever said that part, but they said that this was what the president was going to do. And so when it wasn't addressed last night, I don't think that people were that, they're like, well, maybe he's going to save that for another time. But now you have a senior White House official saying, yeah, he didn't mean it. That was a misdirection. Mm. And then so John King goes on to wonder, maybe we shouldn't believe what they say at all. Which is, that's one of the things. And by the way, I'm just going to guess. I have no way of knowing this, but my Spidey sense, my Trumpy sense tells me that this has Kellyanne Conway written all over it.
Well, and the way you were describing this source, yeah. And remember, a few minutes, last week or the week before last, a few minutes after saying that General Flynn had the president's full confidence, she was slapped almost in public when Sean Spicer was sent out to say, well, no, we're reevaluating, and then he was fired. So, I think Donald Trump speaks for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And on these key issues of the moment, he's been pro-choice on abortion. He's been pro-life on abortion. He's been a Democrat. He's been a Republican. He's given money to Hillary Clinton. He's chanted, lock her up. he's a unique figure in American politics. And, for the first month and a half, he's been governing certainly to the right. But I don't think that means he's going to stay there for the 4 years.
Yeah, but especially when Ivanka goes, what are you doing, Dad? I'm sorry. All right.
Wait, before you go, can we ask Flannery if he thinks Oprah is going to run for president and you think she could win? She seemed to have a big, fat maybe answer when asked about it. I read it as a maybe.
I read it as a maybe. Not a chance.
She
Mike,
didn't
I got
close the door.
You.
I'm with you. And I loved her line. Well, I didn't think I was qualified, but then Donald Trump got elected.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mike. We'll see you tonight.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Have fun, guys.
News. Thank you very much on Fox 32.